Now, TP2, Victory Man, Adelaide Victory, great rivalry, as Frush says. I think it's black and white. I like the packed house environment. I like it at Hindmarsh. I think it really takes away from the occasion. Where do you stand with it?
Well, back in the day when I did probably a fair few more away trips than I do now.
When you're a scallywag.
My best A-League experience, apart from maybe a couple of grand finals in the early days, was the Black Saturday game at Hindmarsh when Victory went to Adelaide and picked up two goals in front of a packed house. And there were probably a 3,000 Victory fans that made the trip for that first final. I can understand why Adelaide Oval needs to work, because you do... The problem is that Hindmarsh at the moment is not packing out.
But can houses. Adelaide Oval work?
It can. Well, it has worked. It's worked. The very first game they took to Adelaide Oval was a cracking game against Sydney FC. If you remember, Brendan Santelab scoring an absolute cracker for Sydney, and that was 25,000. And the atmosphere that day was actually quite good. Now, we've seen the grand final. It's worked. 50,000 at Adelaide Oval for the grand final was one of the best atmospheres we've seen in football. I have a problem in round pitch facilities. You know, essentially showcasing A-League games full stop. But we don't have the luxury of playing at a bigger stadium in Adelaide. Hindmarsh, or Coopers as it is now known from a commercial perspective, is ultimately the only venue that you can take any game from a square pitch point of view. But so the next level up is such a big leap. It's you know, you're jumping from, what is it, 18,000 capacity, and it never gets to that capacity. So Victory on Friday night, they probably would have got 12 or 13,000. So it probably brought another 5 or 6,000 people through the gates. Is that commercially viable to take a game to Adelaide Oval? I wouldn't have thought so. I would have thought they would actually lose money for that experience. So I guess we have to understand what the commercial agreement is in place as well. Eddie Had is clearly lucrative for Victory for those five games a year. Is that the same for Adelaide United? Because, you know, as we've read in the past, their deal at Cooper Stadium has been fraught with, you know, them not actually making money unless they pull in more than 12,000 through the gates. And in recent times, that hasn't been a regular occurrence for Adelaide United.
Do you have any intel on that, Matty?
No, I was just going to say, I don't know that for a fact, but I would imagine that the South Australian government would have made it relatively enticing for Adelaide to shift that game there. I can only imagine. And whether or not then the bottom line in terms of how many people walked in through the gates is actually relevant to the discussion, I'm not sure. See, I'm in the dark about that, I'm not sure, but I can only guess, you know, knowing how these things tend to work, that it would have been, you know, that it would have been made fairly lucrative to Adelaide to move that game there. So, I mean, clearly they would have taken a bit of a hit by not quite getting the crowd that they would have expected or wanted. But, you know, yeah, as for the TP saying, whether that game is then more valuable than the 12 or 13 that might have come to Hindmarsh, if it was there, yeah, I don't know. I would imagine it would have been, you know, they would have, you know, one, I suppose, in inverted commas, out of that, in that sense.
Matty, you'll have to do some digging for us. A daily football show exclusive. All the commercialities, the ins and outs. Don't run it on News Corp. Just come to us, Matty.
All right, cool. Let's work on it.